Morning Crossfire on 99.3 Nigeria Info.
It is 6 minutes past the hour. Top of the morning to you, Lagos, Nigeria. How are you doing today? That's right. Let's get talking. For some weeks now, we've been looking at Buhari's government, their performance in some sectors. Even yesterday on Hard Facts with Sandra Ezekwesili, you spoke about three key promises made by this government, and you had a good conversation on that as well. We'll continue in that trajectory here right now on the Morning Crossfire, only that this morning we're looking at Buhari's performance in the area of power. That's right. And without further ado, let's just go straight into it. You can watch us live on Facebook. We're also live on YouTube as well. Feel free to jump in this conversation because I have a stakeholder in the past sector, Adegbenle, who joins me live right now, virtually, so you can watch if you like to watch. Feel free to do that on Facebook and YouTube. Just type in Nigeria Info FM. Adetayo, good morning to you, and thank you for joining us on the show today.
Good morning, Sheriff. Good morning, Lagos. Good morning, Nigeria.
It's good to have you here. So let's just jump right into it. Let's start with Buhari's performance, overall performance in the power sector. Let's start from power generation. How did he do in terms of power generation in the last 8 years? Adita, can you hear me? I can't hear you. Okay, I think he's having a bit of network problem. What we're going to do is that we're gonna stop the virtual interview and get you... Adetayo, can you hear me? The time is very, very short. 1 hour may not be enough to even have a very solid conversation on the power sector in Nigeria. Quite a lot is happening in that sector, quite a lot. And we also have much more questions to ask as to how Buhari has performed the power sector. I can tell you quite a number of steps that the Buhari government made. One of such giant steps is to move the power sector away from exclusively to the concurrent lease. And quite a number of people have praised the Buhari government for that move alone. What the governors at the state level will now do with the power sector, that is on them now. But in the meantime, we'd like to check with the Buhari government how they performed in the last 8 years. A lot has been said about how the Buhari government have pumped money into the power sector. They've tried to... There's this funding that they do for power companies, the DISCOs, the GENCOs, that they fund them to meet up with the billing gap in the power sector. Let's just say they subsidize power, for Nigerians. That, I would love to ask Tayo how that fared. But Tayo has rejoined us via the telephone now. Tayo, good morning to you again. Thank you for rejoining via the telephone.
Yeah. It's
fine. It's okay. Let's just get on with the show. I asked before that interruption, in the area of power generation, how did the Buhari government perform?
Well, I think the first thing we need to put into perspective is that there is no government performance, in generation. So maybe if we say, generally, the power sector, how is Buhari's government, then I'm able to respond, effectively. I don't know if you understand that.
I get you. Okay. Now, if we cannot specifically talk about government performance in power generation, then let's take it even further then. Let's talk about government's plan to make power sector financially viable. I've read quite a number of things, number of moves that the government has done. There's this thing about Power Sector Recovery Program, PSRP, that was launched in 2017. This PSRP was made to help the power sector to be financially viable. How did this program fare?
All right, let's take it step by step. If you have to rate Buhari government in power generally, I would say there is no government with 100% record. We have the good, we have the bad, and we have the ugly. But in percentage-wise, I think Buhari government has done creditably and admirably well. Nigerians might not be feeling the direct impact of the results of the investment yet, but I am very, very sure that very soon we will start feeling the impact. I mean, let's look at transmission. Let's start with transmission. Transmission used to be the weak link you know. And basically, it used to be because that is the only sector that was 100% that is 100% government, you know. So everybody blames transmission. Generator will blame transmission for not being able to evacuate their power. Distribution will blame transmission for not being able to effectively deliver power, you know, to them. In fact, all the time they say they don't do load, they don't reject load, but that transmission that takes their load to where they don't want it. That's one of the skills that DISCOs use. But in the last 8 years, there has been massive investment, you know, in transmission upgrade, facilities upgrade across the country. Of course, there are projects that will, they are not, I mean, these are projects that will not give immediate results because they are the transportation end of the sector. So they only help to move power from GenCos to the DISCOs and the hands off. That's all they do. They just transport power, you know. But now that these projects are, I mean, and of course, I mean, when you put such, when you have such a project online, you also know that it's not an immediate thing. It's not as if the transformers are already in the factory. They have to build them to specification.
Right.
They have to ship them to the country before they get to site, before they install. So it is not like a silver bullet. Once the money comes to the transmission and the problem is solved. So we spent the last 3-4 years, you know, revamping, changing transformers, upgrading transformers, and the likes. So right now, nobody can point at transmission as a weak link in the ecosystem anymore. Now, that is as a result of the kind of investment this government has put into place. Yes, there are the other things too. For example, like the electric power sector reform, power sector recovery and growth plan, right? That was launched in 2017 by the former Minister of Power, Babatunde Rajifasola. Unfortunately, the PSRP was not allowed to evolve fully. One, in 2019, there was a change of minister, which was the ugly part of this administration, to a minister that is largely docile. You know, even his presentation on power was not exactly encouraging or you know, morale boosting to Nigerians. You know, so we had almost 2 years of not doing anything. Before, we now have the present minister who also happens to show some valve and, you know, some urgency, which has also led to some deliverables that we have. Now, when we're talking about power generation, this very government has also done a lot in that now we have a lot of hydro power plants that are coming on upstream. You know, recently we have the Zungeru that came upstream that had the concession. We had the one in Taraba, you know, that one was done about 2 weeks ago. And, you know, and we're talking about power plants that are adding almost another 1,005 megawatts capacity to the national grid. So, speaking broadly, you know, I mean, of course, we still have to talk about other interventions in terms of monetary intervention to other subsectors, to GenCos, to DISCOs. Then, especially the focus on metering.
We'll get to all of that. We'll get to all of that. Let's move on. Let's move on very quickly, Tayo. Let me talk to you about Tayo. Can you hear me? Let me talk to you about another move by this government, right? And that is in the area of mini grid. There's this regulation at some point. How is that coming?
Interestingly, my organization was also involved in that regulation. The idea of the mini grid is such that places where grid supplies does not get to, we call it unserved areas or underserved. I mean, yes, there might be grid, but power supply to that area is poor. I mean, the idea was that the mini grid regulation opens up investment opportunities for people that might be interested in deploying off-grid solar systems and stuff into such areas.
Right.
So yes, there has also been some very, very interesting investments along that line. So yes, that mini grid regulation has also yielded very good results. It further opens up the system for investment. So it was generally a good one. And a lot of private investors have been able to make use of the investment opportunity that comes with it, and they've been able to provide power supply to some remote villages, the remote agri processing clusters. And which, I mean, so it was a very good one, yes.
Okay. So just so we're clear, we've touched on three things now. First is power generation. You said the Buhari government has done fairly well in that area. In the area of PSRP, Power Sector Recovery Program, they haven't done really great because of the change of minister. And then the mini-grid situation, they've done fairly well as well in that axis. Okay, now let's move this along very quickly now. You talked about the link in the ecosystem the other time. I'd like to make us put this very clearly on the table, Adetayo. Which is the weakest link? Which was it before Buhari came on board 8 years ago, and which is it now, from generation to transmission and to distribution? Which do we have as the weakest link at the moment, and before he came in, and right now?
Let me explain like this. One thing that we've always known along the line is that we have installed capacity of about 13,000 before Buhari came into power, and recently the minister was talking about 22,000 power. The people are laughing, but that was the truth. I mean, it's not like there are figures that you can verify.
So now we have 22,000 megawatts,
yes,
in installed capacity.
Oh,
yes. Okay.
Now, the weak link before used to be transmission, because everybody says, oh, there are issues. Yeah, transmission still have their own issues, but with the kind of investment we've had in recent years, these are issues that are going to clear off as we move. I mean, I'm very sure by the time most of the installations that we've had comes upstream in the next 2-3 months, you can be sure that, yes, transmission will also improve. I'm sorry, people might not like this. Some people might not like this thing I want to make. But now the thing has come round cycle again to the point that we're now saying that discos are not showing enough capacity. Not many of the discos are showing enough. I would like to put it for them to take such loads that have not been available to them off grid. So there is a sort of misalignment between the capacity that the discos can take and the capacity that can get to them now. The gencos will continue to complain of stranded capacity. It's because they have the power to do these things, but there's nobody to take it off them.
Right.
So if you have to look at it now, we can say the discos, and see, this is not anything. In the last 1 year, we have experienced a situation where some discos, about five of them, were taken over by their creditors. You know, it is because of the performance issues that they've had. You know, and while we've had one or two that are turning around, I mean, we had the situation of the Yula disco, for instance, that was privatized newly in 2021, December, January. You know, and I mean, people that are following their trend will see that with the investment that they are bringing in, new installation, new technical upgrade, network upgrade, there's an improvement in their network. Even in a place where everybody feels is bandit prone, is insecurity, they've done massively well. Been able to bring back Maiduguri on board, they've been able to bring a lot of communities that were initially upgrade, to be able to bring them back.
That's a Yola disco.
That's Yola disco.
Okay.
But we still have issues with places like Benin, with places like Port Harcourt, Kaduna, Kano. You know, Abuja 2 was involved. But interestingly, we also know that Abuja 2 was just taken over by Transcorp some weeks ago. It is because of this kind of lack of capacity that we speak about. And we are hoping that the intervention that, I mean, by the time they are able to sell to new investors will be able to also try and
essentially Adetayo, the discos are the weakest link in the ecosystem right now.
Essentially, yes.
Okay, so how would you suppose the incoming administration strengthen the discos? I've heard a lot of commentaries as to, you know, what went wrong, you know, how the discos came on board and all of that. But before you answer that question, Adetayo, let me go to the telephone lines and hear people's thoughts on how the areas that we've covered this morning. For instance, you have said that we've done well in terms of mini grid, that is bringing the alternative energy onto the into the power system in the country. We've spoken about the installed capacity that the Buhari met at 13,000. He has improved it. He has increased it to 22,000 right now. Essentially, Tayo, please correct me if I'm wrong, this means that Nigeria can generate and store as much as 22,000 megawatt. Is that correct?
Yes, that means if at any point we are able to bring our generation capacity on board, all of them, 100%.
100%.
Above 20,000 megawatts.
Above 20,000 megawatts. Okay, yeah. All right. And we've also said that DISCOs are the weakest link in the ecosystem. Let's talk to you, Lagos. We have we have about 2 minutes to have this conversation with you before our next break, or our first break this hour. 01-277-0993, 277-1993, 277-2993, and 277-3993. Feel free to call in. Fumi only line is 01465-7190. WhatsApp is 0809-597-5805 on WhatsApp. Good morning to you. Yes, good morning to you.
Good morning. This is Joy calling.
Welcome, Joy.
Thank you for good job.
Thank you.
God bless you, sir.
Thank you.
About power, to me, is a failure. Because I've never spent money on fuel like this in my life. And they charge me a lot. I cannot see light. And where I go, is that the same light? And that light has made many youths to be jobless. Thank you.
Thank you, Joy. Thanks for calling me. I appreciate it. Joy seemed to not see any improvement in power, which will still come to you at a time. Good morning to you.
Good morning. This is Ugo.
Ugo, talk to me.
Yeah. What you're saying about the power, everything improvement, there is no improvement. I want to tell you. And another one I want to know, who regulates the increment in tariff?
Because in tariff.
These people, they do it without you even knowing. And just like that.
Oh,
every
I'm sorry.
Minute that goes by.
Go on, please. Go on.
So, what I'm saying is that they may have generated 200,000 megawatts. But what they want is, let us see the improvement on ground.
To see the actual light in your homes. All right,
it's
all right.
This year that we will have no light even more than last year. So somebody can now be telling me that there's improvement.
Thank you for your thought. Aditayo said it earlier that you may disagree with him. But Aditayo, correct me if I'm wrong again. You're not exactly saying that there will be light in their homes right now. You're saying this is what we have. But please hold your thought, Aditayo. We need to head out now for this break.
Nigeria Inc. for welcome back to Crossfire. It's 8:39 from our studios. Aditayo Adegbinle, the executive director of Power Up NG, is still with us this morning on the show, and we're looking at Buhari's administration's performance in the last 8 years in power. We've spoken about a couple of areas, but Aditayo, again, thank you for joining us this morning. Lagos is calling us, but I think there is a need for clarity here, because some of the comments that I'm getting, it's as though people need clarity on the installed capacity that you mentioned, 22,000 megawatt installed capacity. What does it mean exactly?
Again, thanks, Sharif, and welcome back. Again, I'm going to repeat. What installed capacity means, right, is that we have the power to generate up to 22,000 megawatts now in Nigeria.
In Nigeria, we can generate up to 22,000 megawatts.
Yes. But you see, that 20,000 megawatt capacity is useless if we cannot use it. And one of the ways we can get to use it is for us to be able to take them away from the production side, from the gencos.
Yeah.
Through transmission to the distributors.
So someone is now asking, right? If can we transmit that 22,000, if we're able to generate 22,000, can we transmit it now? Because the person is asking whether it's right to blame the discos as the weakest link in the ecosystem when, according to them, we can't transmit the...
You know, I am trying to avoid going into this kind of conversation.
Yeah.
What we are looking at is the performance of Buhari's
government. Yes, please. Yes,
now,
please.
Now, in identifying this kind of challenge, right, that was why the federal government came up with the Presidential Power Initiative.
Mm.
Right. The Presidential Power Initiative is meant to align all these irregularities in the system. Now, whether they are doing it well, is a different question entirely.
Right.
But of course, we have a problem which has been identified, and blocks have been put in place to resolve those challenges. So, yes, we can have the capacity today. Like I said, Zungeru was just concessioned. Kashimbila was just concessioned about less than 2 weeks ago.
Mm-hmm.
Kashimbila has about 40 megawatts capacity.
Mm-hmm.
It was initially designed for 18 megawatts capacity. But
okay.
Later, 40 megawatts.
40 megawatts, okay.
What that, all these kind of things are doing is that we're, the government has also looked at one of the challenges that we had, which they also inherited, was that we were too dependent on gas. So one of the identity problems with our gas pipeline or something, all power plants shut down. So what we propose as solution to that, interestingly, I'm going to speak to it too as we go on. What we proposed to it was that we should diversify our energy mix. We've had plans forever on ground for us to develop all these dams into hydropower plants. This government has been able to do these things and bring them to fruition. So what we are saying in effect is that by the time this power plant comes on stream, we are no more dependent on gas as our sole source of energy, our fuel source. We have now had also off-grid solutions that are also dependent on solar. Do you understand?
Yeah.
So when we put all these things together, yes, like I said, the result might not be seen today.
People may not be able to have. You're saying people may not be able to have steady power right now.
We are farther away from what was the problem.
Okay.
That was not making us to have power.
Okay.
We are closer to the point where we can now bring on board. By the time all these projects by TTN comes on board, all these other projects that all these different projects that are coming, that government has concluded, they are on stream. We are closer to solving our energy problem than we were before the government started.
And this is credited to to the credit of this government.
Yes. Now let me say something, Sherry.
Tell me.
I used to run a program on this radio station.
That's
called,
right.
Power of Nigeria.
That's right.
Now the idea was to speak about what Nigerians want from the power sector. If you don't know, they are listening to these things that we are doing. And I'm going to give credit to like two or three names this morning, if you allow me.
Please do.
One Openiyi Dada from Ijebu. One Emeka from VGC. And another one Dan, what's his name again? Let me see. One KC from Amuwa Dofe. On the 6th of March, 2019, after the elections, of 2019 elections,
right.
We did an open mic program saying we are having a new cabinet. If you have met the Minister of Power, what are the things that you expected? Let me tell you what those people said about 2019 that came to fruition in 2023.
Okay.
One of them is the decentralization of power so that regions can build power stations, generate, transmit, and distribute within those regions. States can similarly do the same thing. That was, this was credited to Penny Dada from Ijegun. If you are listening this morning, this credit goes out to you. Today, we have a constitutional amendment that says that, in fact, that's another thing I want to speak to, but I think we're going to speak to you later in the program, you know, part of the achievement of this government. Now, the government has also seen that federal government alone does not have the finances. That's one of the reasons why we went to power sector reform. That's
okay.
Why we went to privatization.
Okay.
Because the government does not have the power, the financial power, to bring solutions to Nigerians. That's why they decentralize, that's why they deregulate,
and I'm sorry, the bulk of the education system, and privatize the discos and the gencos, so that private companies can come in and generate, private companies can come in and distribute. Now, federal government has also seen. Now, they've gone ahead and amended the constitution to allow states with resources. And top on this list is Lagos State. Edo State has commenced their own. Kaduna is doing their own. Akwa Ibom just got their license recently. That was because the laws that hold or that made only federal government to generate, transmit, and distribute has now been deregulated.
And this is also
state resources and technical know-how can now do that and solve problems. So credit to any data for that. Now, for Casey, he also spoke about funding metering. This federal government has also gone ahead to do the national first one that they did was the meter asset provider.
Okay.
That was supposed to say, okay, you know what? The discos don't have the money to meter you, right? But I have the funds. I can pay upfront for my meter. They come and meter me, and I'm off. So I'm only paying for what I consume. Right? Yes. Power Up Nigeria also criticized when it came up and said, we don't want this thing to remain with the discos. We don't want the call. The discos are the ones that are holding us back. We don't want it to remain with the discos. Why don't you allow the independent meter service provider to do everything? So if I need to meter, I will just go to the independent meter service provider. I will apply for my meter. They'll be the one that will liaise with the disco. So once I pay them, they will liaise with the disco. If I have any debt or outstanding, the discos will migrate to my account. And they'll come and install my meter.
Right.
Once and for all. Now, today, we have the MAP regulation. We have the National MAP Metering Program that was supposed to meter 6 million Nigerians. They did the first the phase zero, which accounted for about almost a million. But of course, Nigeria happened. Now, that's another issue entirely that I also want to speak to, because I want us to speak to. Because at every point, Nigerians see government doing things as if it's an alien thing. It's not an alien thing. We are the government. We are the Nigerians. We are Nigeria. So if our federal government is doing, implementing any program, it is for us first. So it is also for us to also be involved in how it is done. We are not saying it as government thing. It's not their thing. It's our thing. Just last night, this year, Transmission Company of Nigeria announced that around Owode, about Femi Owode in Ogun State.
Yeah, the vandalism. Towers.
Was vandalized. Where do you think the light that is going? Is it going to government? Is it not going to our houses? So, the same thing happens to the metering. The Nigerian factor also came in at some point. People that you sent out to go and install meters for free, they will go out there and collect money. You are listening to me this morning. I'm sure you have this experience. People that are supposed to come to your house and meter you free, they will come to your house and tell you to pay for it. Or you yourself in Nigeria, because you want meter, you will go and say, okay, what do I need to do? I need 5 more meters in this house. How much should I pay you? So we cannot just keep blaming the government in isolation. We are the government. So if there's any policy that the government is implementing that is not working,
right,
then we should also check how are Nigerians involved.
Adetayo, we're almost out of time. But we can't we need to talk about the metering that you've mentioned. How has this government fared in terms of metering consumers, power consumers, in the last 8 years?
The two programs that the federal government, put in there.
How did they fare?
Start again.
How did they perform?
Good. Now, I just mentioned the challenge that we had initially with MAP. Exactly, MAP was a program that evolved from our advocacy. Let Nigerians be able to pay for their meter and let them get off estimated billing. But then, in the implementation of the policy from the beginning, we told them these are the problems that it's going to have. It ended up having that problem. Now, federal government also said, okay, let's do national mass metering. They started national mass metering. The first phase is about a million meters, but close to a million meters. They're supposed to have started the second phase. But guess what? Nigerian factor. Later we realized CDN was doing all this, and found out that some discos just presented fake customer data where they were installed.
Now, discos.
What is going to happen in that kind of situation?
Hmm.
Of Now, as a point, unfortunately, dollar rose from 400 and something to 700 and something. Now, meter manufacturers themselves are now complaining. The last letter they wrote us again today was that, unfortunately, they won't be able to keep up. Once they finish the inventory in their hands, they won't be able to restock.
Yeah.
That last letter was 2 days ago that they sent to NEC.
2 days ago.
2 days ago. I'm very privy to that. So, the failure or the success of any wealth policy will still look back as we.
So hold on, Aditayo. Hold on, I don't subscribe to the we conversation personally. Okay. Personally, I don't subscribe to, because we're actually talking about people that are supposed to be in charge. We can't move that execution over to the responsibility of the people. So here's the thing. This is what I'm saying, right? You are the government. You're supposed to oversee these things. The success, if it had been successful, we would have been praising the Buhari government. Now it's failed, and we are putting the blame on the people, right? And I get your point. It's not that I don't get your point. Oh, I get your point that people are in charge of it, and these are Nigerians as well. But ultimately, it is the responsibility of a government that is trying to change people's lives through power that should make sure that they record success in that area. Aditayo, I am completely,
like I said earlier, listen, Sheriff.
I am completely out of time. Completely.
No. Like I said,
he said no.
When we look at this, we will see the good, the bad, and the ugly.
And the ugly.
Now we are getting to that part where I'm talking about the ugly part.
Aditayo, we must go now, though. Thank you so much. I know that 1 hour, you know, at the beginning, I was saying that 1 hour can never be enough. And yes, I am right. Thank you so much for joining us. Aditayo is the executive director of Power Up NG. We used to have Power Up NG on the show on Nigeria Info some time ago, but we've rested it. Lagos, that's our show today. Thank you for being a part of it. I'm Sheriff Quadri. Tomorrow, we talk health. Stay here on Nigeria Info.
Guys, it's 2023 and I know the year has been hard. It's been hard for everyone. But what if I told you that you could change things for yourself with only 100 naira? That blows your mind, right? Well, it does mine too, because with 100 naira on oneplay.ng, you can win anything from 25,000 naira to 1 million naira every other night. Look, people are already winning and it is so, so easy. Now here's how to play. Simply dial *347*880# from your phone with only 100 naira, and then you follow the prompt. Or you go to oneplay.ng to sign up and play. It is that easy, guys. Now note, the draw starts at 10:40 tonight, so you need to play to qualify to win right now. Then, of course, you get to listen or watch the draw live with Ada Blessing on Nigeria Info at 10:40. Get this, 10:40. Don't be late. Now, if the OnePlay computer picks your number, you win 25,000 naira. Just like that. Remember again, guys, if the system picks your number, you win 25,000 naira, the prize money of the day. So for today, three people will be winning 25,000 naira. Yes, you heard me. That's a total of 75,000 naira.
And I want to assume that you would run, because I want to give the listeners context for the conversation.
In 2019, you were running mate to Atiku Abubakar. What did you learn then that you will not repeat this time?
Yes, when is the president coming out to address us?
There's a few things. One, I have a burden and a passion for young people.
The fact that you have elected a man does not mean then you begin to order him around. The president will do whatever is good for the country at any given time.
Mr. Adesina, isn't the president responsible to the people?
What should the next president do to root out stakeholders who are complicit?
You fire those that need to be fired are fired.
It's looking like a brand new Chelsea, attacking with so much fluidity. Now what can you say about that, Martin? I know you follow Chelsea quite closely.
I live close to the Chelsea training ground. That's what you mean by that. I'm not